The Blaney Family, 210 Montreal Street. Montreal Street between Raglan and Charles was a lively commercial corridor for most of the 20th century. Besides butchers, grocers, diners, and so on, there were several shoe repair shops and several barbers in those few blocks. In the 30s and 40s, you could get your shoes fixed by Harry Tanovich or Mike Chipizak, and Ori Orr, or Spider Clark, would give you a shave and a haircut. Although it's transformed from a barbershop to a florist, Blaney's is the only family business that survived on Montreal Street since the 1940s. Earl Blaney, born in 1917, grew up in the neighborhood, living with his grandparents and looking after his younger siblings on Rideau Street after his father was killed while working on the railroad. Earl apprenticed to be a barber with Spider Clark and later did a barbering course in Rochester, New York. Not only did he work as a barber from age 16 to age 76, but Earl served as school trustee and alderman. His daughter Anne Marie credits him with having the strap band in the Catholic school board and also with standing up to predatory landlords in the neighborhood. Megan Helsby, Earl's wife, grew up on Hickson Avenue and worked in the woolen mill as a weaver before she married. Peter Blaney remembers that she was very smart and she had a mind like a steel trap. Initially, Earl and Megan lived above the shop, but they had 8 children and for a time they lived in more spacious quarters in Kingston Mills. The children attended St. John's School on Markland Street, now the Mulberry School, and the Catholic Church was a major part of family life as it was for most Irish families in the area. In the 1960s, the family added a beauty salon to their space to cater to women customers, and in the 1970s they started in the florist business. As Peter Blaney recalls, "My brother Paul, he's next to me in the birth order, just younger than me. He always had an interest in plants. He'd taken some lemon seeds from a lemon in the supermarket and planted them and grew them into some pretty impressive trees. They were 6-8 feet high. He seemed to have a real gift with plants. So he went to college to study horticulture, and it seemed like the logical thing for him to do was to become a florist. So we opened a flower shop." In 2017, the 50th anniversary of Blaney's, the florist was officially closed. But the door is often open, and there are still flowers in the cooler. Down the street, the youngest Blaney, Kevin, runs his own flower shop, and his wife, Sylvia, will cut, color, and style your hair. And Marie still cuts hair, too. So it seems the Blaneys just don't quit. Many thanks to Anne-Marie Blaney-Clark and Kevin Blaney for photos. Peter, Kevin, Sylvia, Marilyn Blaney, and Anne-Marie Blaney-Clark generously told us about their parents and childhoods.